Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week about growing and looking at those who live a resurrected life in Christ, being a time to grow, that the resurrection of Jesus was that turning point in the lives of the disciples as they grew tremendously in such a fashion by the power of God's Spirit that they were known as a bunch of guys that turned the world upside down. And to go from running in fear to turning the world upside down is a pretty significant growth in my estimation, at least. And so throughout the week, we're going to be following up. Yesterday's sermon I shared here at Deer Run was about a time to grow. And we looked at Acts 2, 42 through the end of the chapter and how God added to the church daily those that were being saved and the need for one another and the value that we have as we grow together in Christ. Today we're going to begin by looking at the need to grow by God's power. Paul writes to the Corinthians, and if you've read the 1st or 2nd Corinthians, as is often the case through much of those two letters, there are problems that he's addressing. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, he begins to address an issue of, well, if people following people more than they follow God. Anyway, we don't have that problem today, do we? Yeah. 1 Corinthians 3:7, Paul's conclusion is, so neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. And so if you look at that text, he's talking about those that have kind of aligned themselves with Apollos, those that have aligned themselves with Paul, those that simply take the word of whoever taught them, whoever they agree with most, and they decide to become, well, to become their disciples rather than disciples of Jesus. And God's desire is that every one of us would grow in faith, would grow in following Jesus such that, well, we have a firsthand experience. And when Paul writes and he says that the one who plants in the water, one who waters isn't anything, he's not talking about those tasks being unimportant. You read Paul's writings and he makes it very clear that we must share the good news of Jesus. We must do what we can to help others grow. But he wants to make it very clear that our techniques, our strategies, our processes aren't what makes the growth happen. We help people be in a position to listen to God. We help people be in a position to understand and follow God's Spirit, to obey the Word of God, the things that are necessary for us to grow. And when we looked at the Ephesians passage at the very beginning of the message yesterday, we talked about the gifting God had put in the lives of various individuals in order to bring about a unity of faith so that the body would grow. And the body would grow as each part of the body did what it was designed to do. And so the parts are important. But the source of growth always is God. And that's what Paul was trying to get across. He says, quit putting so much emphasis, so much worship even, on people. And we tend to do that. We lift up those that we like what they say. And whether it's within church settings, whether it's within a community and social settings, whether it's within political settings. Rather than turning our attention to God, we have a tendency to put an undue amount of focus on those that we can see, those that we can audibly hear, those that we can have dinner with. And God's desire is that we would know His nearness to us, that we can see the result of His work in our life. We can have conversations with Him. We can feast around His table. And when we begin to act and live as those who believe that it's God who brings about the growth, then in a big way, it ought to take the pressure off of us. It ought to remove our own expectations of accomplishing something that God says only He can do. There are times where tasks are given out in workplaces, in families, and other settings that the person receiving specific tasks knows from the very start that they simply can't. And there are really two choices within whatever that setting is. If it's a true evaluation that they can't do it. One is it doesn't get done. Well, there's probably three choices. One is it doesn't get done. The second is it's simply taken away from that person and given to someone else. But the third, and I think the more biblical approach, is to work together to accomplish what no individual could accomplish on their own. And when we recognize God's part in bringing about growth, when we recognize God's part in our individual growth, in the growth of the local body of Christ, in the growth of the kingdom, that was that ending line of Acts chapter 2. It wasn't that the apostles were adding members to the church every day. It was the Lord added to the church daily, those that were being saved. The people, the believers, those that had come to Jesus in faith, those that had been immersed into Christ and received the Holy Spirit as Peter had proclaimed was necessary just a few verses earlier, they were living out their faith. They were sharing their faith, and they were sharing their life. They were sharing their belongings. They were sharing with a full recognition of what God had given them. And as they went about doing what they could do, as they went about doing what was their responsibility, as they went about doing life, God brought about the growth. And not only did the numbers increase, but the depth of maturity, the depth of understanding increased as well. And so today, as we consider what it looks like to grow by God's power, we recognize that He's the one that we need to connect to. Oh, we listen to others, we take advice, we follow godly counsel, but we don't worship it. We don't worship those that bring it to us. We worship God, and we trust Him for the growth that's necessary. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. In your love, you have made it clear that you have a power that we'll never have, because you're God. And you have the ability to bring about growth that we can't cause. That even in doing our parts, and whether it's physical growth of individuals, whether it's nature itself, we plant seeds, we water, but we can't make that tomato plant grow. That only comes from you. And we recognize, as much as we want to make plants grow and things like that, that we only can do what we can. And so, Father, help us to understand that same principle in the lives of the people around us. That we would not give up. That we would not say, well, if God's the only one that could make it grow, then, well, God, you have to do all the work. But, Father, that we would be faithful in planting those seeds and watering as servants, as helpers. Not as the cause agents, not as the one to get the credit, but as simply those who are obedient to what you've called us to do. And so that the result would be the growth of individuals, the growth of the kingdom. And so, Father, today may we examine our own life. May we consider our own growth. Examine the source that we've tried to build our life upon. To consider whether there's a misrepresentation of people and a misrepresentation of you in our life. Father, that we would honor those that bring the message to us, those that have taught us throughout our life, those who have introduced us to Jesus, but not in a way that elevates them above other people or elevates them above you, but in a way that recognizes and honors the faithfulness in doing their part. And so that as we trust you for the growth that is necessary within ourselves, within our local church bodies, within the kingdom, may we honor your faithfulness in bringing about growth, your faithfulness in involving each one of us, of using the pieces that we become to accomplish what we could never do on our own. Father, as we pray for growth of your church, may our faithful endurance, may our faithful patience, may our faithful work result in seeing you bring about the growth that only you can produce. And as we grow, may we lift up Jesus more and more, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.